You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ. There is a truth that people don't like to hear. You see, there are situations in life that the only solution is endurance. People are looking for solutions to situations that requires endurance. They are sowing seed. They are joining a man to pray early in the morning to seek solution to situation that requires endurance. Long suffering is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ endured the cross. He didn't pray it out. He didn't do miracle to remove the cross. He endured. The Bible says that he endured the cross. He saw the joy that was set before him and endured the cross. I think that is Hebrews chapter 12. He endured it. There was no other solution. Sometimes I listen to people in counseling and they are asking me, sir, what do I do? I know what they are to do. But I'm asking myself, is this person even ready to hear it? Because the truth is, the only thing the person needs to do is to endure. One of the reasons people are so depressed with marital problem is that they are looking for a quick fix. Imagine that you've gone through a situation for 20 years. But what is required is just patience. It's just for you to endure. But you don't want to endure. You want the problem removed. Most of us are like that. Paul also prayed. He said, take away this thorn. But God gave him grace to be able to endure it because that thorn was doing far more for him. That thorn was what did not allow him to be set against God. Because if he had become proud, the Bible said that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So God had to do things to Paul to keep him humble. That thing was not comfortable. He had to endure it. He prayed for God to remove it. He didn't remove it. I'll be honest with you, my brothers and sisters. There are many situations. The only solution is endurance. Sometimes somebody will be a thorn in your flesh. The only solution is to endure that person. Sometimes you will go through some situations. The only solution is to endure it. You know, I once shared a period in my life when I had no job, and everything seems not to be moving forward. In those days, I remember that when I've prayed and cried, the only thing I will hear the Lord say to me is, be patient. Be patient. You know, that be patient, I'll be patient too, and 1 year will go. We'll be doing Happy New Year. I'll be patient, another year will go. I'll be doing Happy New Year. Do you know what 2 years means? Somebody who had joined the bank, in 2 years, they had risen to a new position. They are making advancement. I'm just in one spot. But do you know that that time, God simply wants me to endure it. God wants me to know what it means when people are talking to me and say, sir, I have no job. My life is not moving forward. When I hear it now, I understand it. But I had to go through it. And the only solution was endurance. God could fix you up in a moment. But there are things he wants you to go through. That's why Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. Jesus endured the cross. Brethren, that is the truth. There are situations, prayer, fasting, seed sowing, everything you know how to do. Nothing will change it. You only need to endure it. You know, somebody told me that she wants to travel from the United States and come to Nigeria to come and attend a program. She was seeking solution to a problem. I said, you mean this little issue is what you want to travel all the way from the U.S.? I said, no, God is with you in the U.S. there. God is not in a camp in Nigeria alone. He's with you in the U.S. there. What you need is this situation. You need patience, ma. But you are looking for something to quickly fix it and you are ready to spend any amount of money. I said, no, it's not about money. It's about you just patiently enduring. And I can tell you, There is grace for it. God has not asked you to endure in the flesh. He told Paul, he said, my grace is made manifest in your weakness. And God does not allow us to suffer unjustly. If God is allowing us to go through certain situations, it may be working something for us. For example, you have a husband that is terrible. But because of that husband's behavior, you manifest anger. Rather than focus on what the husband is doing to you, you should actually be crying to God and say, God, I never knew I had a problem with anger. Help me. Let this anger be done away with. And then you will discover that when you overcome this anger and your husband's provocation no longer affects you, then you may just discover that the problem may naturally just go away. Because you overcoming anger is more important than God removing the problem that your spouse may be giving to you. Always focus on what God is doing to you. Paul said to Timothy, he said, endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ. Paul didn't say, Timothy, my son, what is the problem? Send me your prayer request. I'm going to wake up early in the morning and pray over it. You see, pastors, preachers, and maybe false prophets are sweating over prayer requests of people that just need endurance. And I'm not saying that everything is about endurance, but I can tell you that many things that what we need to do is simply to endure, because what God is doing is conforming us to the image of Christ, and our conformity to Christ is more important than our comfort. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.